Turn with me in your Bibles, please, to Ruth chapter 3. Ruth chapter 3, verse 1. Hear now the inerrant, infallible, and inspired word of God. Then Naomi, her mother-in-law, said unto her, My daughter, shall I not seek rest for thee, that it may be well with thee? And now is not Boaz of our kindred, with whose maidens thou wast? Behold, he winnoweth barley tonight in the threshing floor. Wash thyself, therefore, and anoint thee, and put thy raiment upon thee, and get thee down to the floor, but make not thyself known unto the man until he have done eating and drinking. And it shall be, when he lieth down, that thou shalt mark the place where he shall lie, and thou shalt go in and uncover his feet and lay thee down, and he will tell thee what thou shalt do. And she said unto her, All that thou sayest unto me I will do. And she went down unto the floor and did according to all that her mother-in-law bade her. And when Boaz had eaten and drunk, and his heart was merry, he went to lie down at the end of the heap of corn. And she came softly, and uncovered his feet, and lay her down. And it came to pass at midnight that the man was afraid, and turned himself. And behold, a woman lay at his feet, and he said, Who art thou? And she answered, I am Ruth, thine handmaid. Spread therefore thy skirt over thine handmaid, for thou art a near kinsman. And he said, Blessed be thou of the Lord, my daughter, for thou hast showed more kindness in the latter end than at the beginning, inasmuch as thou followedst not young men, whether poor or rich. And now, my daughter, fear not. I will do to thee all that thou requirest, for all the city of my people doth know that thou art a virtuous woman. And now it is true that I am thy near kinsman, howbeit there is a kinsman nearer than I. Tarry this night, and it shall be in the morning, that if he will perform unto thee the part of a kinsman, well, let him do the kinsman's part. But if he will not do the part of a kinsman to thee, then will I do the part of a kinsman to thee as the Lord liveth. Lie down until the morning. And she lay at his feet until the morning, and she rose up before one could know another, and he said, Let it not be known that a woman came into the floor. Also he said, Bring the veil that thou hast upon thee, and hold it. And when she held it, he measured 6 measures of barley, and laid it on her, and she went into the city. And when she came to her mother-in-law, she said, Who art thou, my daughter? And she told her all that the man had done to her. And she said, These 6 measures of barley gave he me, for he said to me, Go not empty unto thy mother-in-law. Then said she, Sit still, my daughter, until thou know how the matter will fall. For the man will not be in rest until he have finished the thing this day. May God add his blessing to the reading and hearing of his word. I love that story. It's just great. It's just wonderful the way Ruth submits herself and Boaz takes up for her and so on. Let's just talk about this for a few moments. It's actually a very clear passage. There's not a lot of explanation that we need here, except to say that that we have here this wonderful picture of Christ and his church, do we not? As Boaz plays the part of a goel to Ruth, and of course that word goel means a kinsman redeemer, the Son of God who was in the bosom of the Father, and that eternally so became man and became our kinsman and our Redeemer, did he not? So, we have then Naomi. And notice the wonderful attitude of Naomi. Here you are threshing for me, but let me find you a place of rest. Right? So here is Ruth serving her mother-in-law faithfully, and Naomi turns to her and says, Oh, well, let me find you a place of rest. The first thing that I want to tell you is this, that we need not fear to be one another's servants. We need not fear to be one another's servants. Now, I know that's not what the world is telling you. The world is telling you that in order for you to prosper in this world, if that means that you step on the heads of others, then that's what it means. No, that's not what Jesus says. Jesus says, the greatest among you will be your servant. So Ruth puts herself in a place of servitude on behalf of Naomi. And is she the worse for it or for the better? It's obvious she is the better for it. You will be the better for it as well. I promise you that on the authority of Jesus Christ, who said the greatest among us will be our servants. Don't fear to serve one another. Don't fear to lend a hand. Don't fear to put yourself at charges or at odds for one another. In fact, do so without grudging. Do so, and if you never receive thanks for it, be cheerful about it. The Lord has told us that in such service, greatness is to be found. Notice the greatness of Ruth. Did you notice? She's going to be in the kingly line. How did it come about? It came about through service. All right, so don't fear then to serve one another. So then, make use of good means is the next. She doesn't tell Ruth to put on her worst clothes. She says, wash yourself, put on your clothes, anoint yourself, pretty it up a little bit, because you're going on a particular mission and you need to make use of means. So wash and anoint yourself and put on your clothes. Don't dress the part of a handmaid. Dress the part of one who is going forth to find a husband. Isn't that what you're doing, Ruth? Well, then dress the part. So make use of good means. Not untoward means, not immodest means, but good means. Get thee down to the floor. Okay, then wait for the right opportunity. Don't show yourself to him as soon as you get there. Here I am, Boaz. Wait until he's eaten and drunk and has lied down. Naomi's cunning here. This is the plan that she's putting together. And it's not an untoward plan. It's not nefarious. It's not entrapment. It is simply showing yourself to Boaz as someone who is available to be redeemed, to be brought into his household as a wife, and to be done so in such a way that you dress the part and you act the part of a humble wife to him. So lay yourself down at his feet. Wait until he's eaten and drunk. Well, at midnight he wakes up. There's a woman at my feet. Truly, that's what it says. He was afraid, startled. There's a woman at my feet. Who are you? And she says, it's a great words. I am Ruth. Spread your skirt over me, for you are a near kinsman to me. Isn't that kind of like what we say to Christ when he woos us to himself? Lord Jesus Christ, spread your skirt over me. Bring me under your protection. Bring me into your household. You are a near kinsman to me. You are God and man. It's just sweet. Spread your skirt over me, over thine handmaid, for thou art a near kinsman. Notice the humility. And then notice Boaz's response. He is amazed that she has wisely sought out an older husband rather than a young man. Doesn't matter. You have not followed after young men, whether rich or poor. He's amazed that she has the wisdom to seek out a man such as him for her kinsman redeemer. And he says, I will do all that thou requirest, for all the city of my people doth know that thou art a virtuous woman. You cannot underestimate the value of a good reputation. What are you doing to your reputation? What are you doing to it? Are you making it a good reputation? Or do you have a reputation as being picky, irritable, hard to get along with, insistent? Or is your reputation, this one's a servant, easygoing, compliant, friendly, affable, helpful, useful. What kind of reputation are you building? Our society is telling us to build us a reputation of distinction, and not the kind of distinction that we really want. To walk in like you own the place, right? To talk yourself up. Scriptures tell us that our reputation ought to be one of humility, service, usefulness, helpfulness. Those are not the things the world holds in esteem, but it is that which Christ holds in esteem. All right, so then, in order to protect her reputation, Boaz says, go ahead and leave before it's light. Don't let anybody know there was a woman in the threshing floor. And she goes home, and he furnishes her well for going back to her house. And she gets home, and she says to Naomi says to her, who are you? Right? Who are you? Did he propose marriage? Do you belong to Boaz? Who are you, my daughter? And she explains to her there's a little bump in the road, right? Sometimes providence does carry with it a bump in the road. And what is required during that time? Patience. Isn't that what Naomi counsels her on? Patience. Well, let's just wait. There's nothing for us to do. Let's wait. He's not going to rest until he's finished the business. Right? And you know what? The same is true of the Lord, isn't it? When we think that we ought to be pressing ahead and doing something, and everything tells us that it's time to wait, let's realize this. Let's understand this. That the Lord is not going to rest until he's finished his purpose. And if we can't move forward with whatever it is we think we ought to be moving forward with, realize that the Lord is working. You may not be able to see it. You may not be able to know what he's doing. But if there's a bump in providence, that's because the Lord is requiring of you patience while he works something else. Thus ends the reading of Ruth chapter 3. Let's stand and continue praising God in the singing of psalms.